ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 19। ततैनं गुरुर्ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातगेयं चतुष्टयम् दैत्येन्द्रियं दर्शयामास मातृमृष्टमलङ्कृतम्। ततैनं गुरुर्ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातगेय चतुष्टयम् दैत्येन्द्रं दर्शयामास मातृमृष्टम् अलङ्कृतम्। ततैनं गुरुर्ज्ञात्वा ज्ञातगेय चतुष्टयम् दैत्येन्द्रं दर्शयामास मातृमृष्टम् अलङ्कृतम्। वर्ड मीनिंग ततः देयर आफ्टर एनम श्री प्रहलाद महाराज गुरु हिज टीचर्स ज्ञात्वा नोइंग ज्ञात नोन गेय व्हिच आर टू बी नोन चतुष्टयम् दि फोर डिप्लोमैटिक प्रिंसिपल्स साम दि प्रोसेस ऑफ पासिफाइंग दान दि प्रोसेस ऑफ गिविंग मनी इन चैरिटी भेद दि प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ डिवाइडिंग एंड दंड दि प्रिंसिपल ऑफ पनिशमेंट दैत्येन्द्रियम अंटु हिरण्यकशिपु द किंग ऑफ दैत्यस दर्शयामास प्रेजेंटेड मातृमृष्टम बीइंग बेथ्ड बाय हिज मदर अलंकृतम डेकोरेटेड विथ अर्नामेंट्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation. After some time, the teachers Skandha and Amarka thought that Prahlad Maharaj was sufficiently educated in the diplomatic affairs of pacifying public leaders, appeasing them by giving them lucrative posts, dividing and ruling over them, and punishing them in case of disobedience. Then, one day, after Prahlada's mother had personally washed the body and dressed him nicely with sufficient ornaments, they presented him before his father. Purport. It is essential for a student who is going to be a ruler or king to learn the four diplomatic principles. There is always a rivalry between a king and the citizens. Therefore, when a citizen agitates the public against the king, the duty of the king is to call him and try to pacify him with sweet words, saying, "You are my important in the state. Why should you disturb the public with some new cause of agitation, cause for agitation? If the citizen is not pacified, the king should then offer him some lucrative post as a governor or minister, any post that draws a high salary, so that he may be agreeable. If the enemy still goes on agitating the public, the king should try to create dissension in the enemy's camp, but if he still continues, the king should employ argumentum and baculum, serve severe punishment by putting him in a jail or placing him before a firing squad." The teachers appointed by Hiranyakasipu taught Prahlad Maharaj how to be a diplomat so that he could rule over the citizens very nicely. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni, particularly in this series, Narad Muni is describing how Prahlad Maharaj is dealt with the teachers, and finally they brought him to the king again. We heard that before Prahlad Maharaj was admitted into the royal Gurukul, where the director was Mr. Sandhan Namarka. So it was a boarding school. He was staying there, but father was so much attached to the young child, small child. Sometimes he used to see him. Nowadays also we have telephonic communication, only Sunday or something like that they are having. So sometimes they used to bring. First time the guru was not there, Prahlad Maharaj was called for. So Hiranyakasipu became so happy to see him. So and then asked something, "What you learn in school?" What Prahlad Maharaj told to him, he got disturbed. He said, is this they are teaching in the school? Is these things in their syllabus or what?" So he gave a heavy warning letter to the university, the Gurukul head. So by getting the government pressure, so much they became so alert. So they take care, and personally they took Prahlad Maharaj into confidence and try to do as much, whatever possible effort they can do to find out who is the culprit, who is coming and giving this lesson sandal. That Prahlad Maharaj, what he told, they could not understand. They said, "Forget." They could not understand Prahlad Maharaj's answer. So they said, "Forget it. Better we should be very careful and teach him again very carefully." And they started teaching, giving him so much threatening, putting him so much under pressure and punishment. And both the teacher personally they taught him, and this time they must have taken some midterm exam or something like that when they are teaching so seriously. So when they saw the result scoreboard, Prahlad comes out the number one. So he was telling all these things to our dear king, But now in the subject he is top, he is merit. Top in the score. So they must have called him and personally interviewed him and they find out, oh, perfect. He knew everything. What supposed to be known, he knows everything. Whatever our syllabus, our subject, perfect. He knows everything. Nothing else. So that's why it is said, tataha, after some time, but they have undergo so much pressure and personally extra coaching and something to teach him, because the king gave heavy warning. So it is their duty to prove that no, now he is okay. We are giving proper teachings and according to syllabus and everything. No question of Vishnu or something like that. Only you are the supreme personality of Godhead. So we will teach him. And the special subject, the honor subject, they have this diplomacy. So here it is a chatushtayam, the four principles, the four subjects specially they used to teach, special subject, compulsory subject, that is the chatushtayam. This is the diplomacy principles, diplomat principles, that is shama, dana, danda and bheda. All the aristocrat, all the students of king, in the future if they want to rule over something, then they must have to know these four principles. Otherwise they will not able to manage properly. It is very much required in this material world. And we see all the leaders, they are dealing with it. In history we have seen the Chanakya, the supermost diplomat, Chanakya. He was a Brahmana, he didn't become king by himself, but he trained so perfectly. The Maurya dynasty, Chandragupta Maurya and others, they became perfect king having got trained by him. So diplomacy training, how to deal with. In Bhagavatam, when after the marriage of Devaki, when Devaki and Vasudeva are going, so when Kansa got the Akashvani, so immediately he turned to kill Devaki on the spot. So Vasudev was trying to pacify Kansa, and Kansa was Mahabali. Vasudev can't do anything, but so immediately he, in the public, he was trying these four principles. He was also prince, Vasudev. So he knew the four principles. Everybody has to know if you have to rule the state or something. So he was applying these four principles. It is said in Bhagavatam, how you are dealing with Kamsa. First, Sama. This is the first principles, Sama principles, Samata. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling there are five things you have to do in Sama. What is that? Sambandha, Labha, Upakara, Abheda, and Gunakirtana. These five things is coming under the subject of Sama. If you want to pacify him by Sama principle, then these five things you have to do. It is according to Niti Shastra, Raja Niti Shastra. Has Sambandha. If you see something is creating disturbance, you call him privately and tell, you don't know, you are my relative. Kaka, chacha, mama, tao. Somewhere you find some relation and make it in Latin. This is it. When we see in Chaitanya Lila, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was furious, he went with a big group, with a rally to Kaji's house. And Kaji got the news, this Gauranga with thousands and thousands of people in very angry mood. So he said, tell him to pacify. So he come down coolly. So then he immediately call him and said, first, Gauranga, you don't know. You are the grandson of Nilambara Chakravarti, and Nilambara Chakravarti, we are close friend. So you are also my cousin. Why you are thinking like that? So immediately found some relation. We know that nowadays also the people want to get some work done from the officers, they will find somehow either relation. Find some relation. That first thing, you have to find some relation. If it is not possible, you don't find any relation, Sama, then you give something. Labha. Make some profit to him. Samandha, Labha, by that he will be pacified. Oh, he is so profitable to me. If not that,
then creates some abheda. You and me, we are no difference. Why we are thinking like that? We are same. Abheda. If that does not work, so then guna kirtana. You have to glorify him like anything. He will pass better than guna. If that doesn't work, then he said upakara. You have to really do something. He will be clever. Fine. Upakara. So all these five principles coming under the sama. But this is only one principle, sama. And then dana. If by sama you can't pacify the person, then you have to give him some big thing. Prabhupada mentioned you have to give a heavy post, like a governor, a minister, or give a post, he will draw a high salary. He will pass, but okay, no problem. Then I will not create disturbance. So dana, sama, dana. If that is not working, then bheda, divide and rule. That's what Britishers were doing to India. When the Mahatma Gandhi started non-violence movement, he tried their best. They can't. Then when they are ready to go, he said, we have to go. Before going, they create division, India and Pakistan. Finish. It is their gift. Before it was not there. Their gifts, now we are suffering. Divide and rule. So it is bheda. And then if that is not working, then finally danda. If you are really capable, then punish him heavily and smash him. So these four principles are called kutaniti, rajaniti, chatushtaya. So here he said jnana, geya, chatushtam, chatushtayam. These four things are the knowledge, jnana, and these are to be known. Somebody should only know these things. This is the geya, geya vastu, and this is called knowledge, this is jnana. That is the consideration of the teachers in their course also, it is there. And the king, Daityendriya, he also accepts, yes, this is only the topmost knowledge one is supposed to know. So that is, they think, consider the supermost knowledge. But we know, Krishna is telling about jnana and geyam. In Bhagavad Gita, many places these two words coming. In 7th chapter, in one place, Krishna used to tell Arjuna, Arjun, jnanam tehaṁ savijnanam idam vakhyāmi asesata yaj jñātvā na iha bhūyanyo jñātavyam avasisyate. So jnana tehaṁ savijnanam, I am going to tell you the knowledge with practical application of knowledge, vijnana, by knowing which you will know everything, there will be nothing else left over to know. I shall now declare unto you the full, in full, this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know. Na jnatavyam avasisyate, nothing will remain to know. You will know everything, you will become all knower. So what Krishna told, you have to know anything? There Krishna is telling this, his energy. Bhumi rapanala vayu khung kangmana buddhire vacha ahankara chatushtayam. He says, if you know these things, the whole cosmos constitutes with these ingredients. And they are my energy. Then you know everything. Everything in this whole material universe. These things are there. Without this, nothing can. And if you know these things, then you know everything. That is, Krishna is telling this, we have, this is geya, vastu, we should know this. And this is called knowledge. And again, Krishna used to tell in 13th chapter, the big list from 4-5 verses. And after that, his concluding verse, adhyatma jnana tyatvang tattva jnanartha darsanam etat jnanam iti praktam ajnanam yadaturnyatha. He is saying, all these are declared to be knowledge. This is Krishna. Krishna is declaring this is the knowledge, and this is declared by Mr. Hiranyakasipu and his party. But Krishna is declaring, I declare this is knowledge, and besides this, whatever they are, maybe is ignorance. Besides this, whatever is there is only ignorance. Then what is this? On Krishna's vision, what is knowledge? Besides this, everything is ignorance. So he is going humility, starting with knowledge. What is humility? Pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death and old age and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home and the rest, even mindless amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, everything is ignorance. So that is jnana and gaya. This topic should know and should know. And in 529 also is saying, what is that verse? Last verse. Bhaktaram jagyatapasam sarvaloka maheswaram suhrudam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shanti michyati gyatva. If you want to know something, you know these things, then you will attain peace formula. Certainly this Hiranyakasipu and his ministers and party, they also want peace and happiness. They are searching for that. But what is their formula? What is their syllabus? Totally opposite. You will never get peace in the whole life, but they are thinking this is it. So that's what material education is. In materially, if somebody is really diplomat, he is Superman. But if you say this is knowledge, what? This is knowledge. Atma Tattvam, what is that? Till now, till today, there is not a single educational institution in the planet or university or school where you will get knowledge of soul or self. No. All the faculties, so many subjects are there, they are teaching. This only deal with external bodily affairs, sense gratification, nothing else. No question of self. And still, we are very eagerly putting so much energy and time to get this and thinking we are so and so. But here Krishna is telling only this is knowledge, and except that everything is ignorance. So that means we are getting various degrees in ignorance. Yes, because he said in Shastra, Jnanam Dadati Vinayam, Vinayam Dadati Patrata. So Jnana is that if you achieve this, then definitely you are supposed to be humble. That is the goal of the knowledge. It will make you humble. It will make your heart soft. If by getting that degree of knowledge, you become egoistic, then that is not knowledge. That is ignorance. That is ajnana. That is not knowledge. So, and Hiranyakasipu and the school teachers and the educational head, they are trying their best, the best possible effort what they can do, they are doing to make Prahlad a diplomat. They try their best how to make him a good non-devotee. Yes, they tried whatever best possible ways they can do. Hiranyakasipu is not ordinary person. Hiranyakasipu, what we say, he was at that time was controller of the nature. Yes. He was controlling the whole nature and the whole demigods, everything. And single-handedly he was controlling. Single-handedly. Just think, if he will establish a Gurukul personal and for his very near and dear son, and he want to make him a super diplomat and he Uttaradhikari, and he will come after me, he should be the king, then what kind of effort, such a careful alert, he must have ways he has to accept to make him a king or make him a diplomat. We never think even, we cannot think. The best possible ways, the best teachers he selected, Sandha and Amarkar. Super teachers. Direct son and disciple of Sukracharya. And all facilities. Not that, no, the place is not that. Only two flats are there. Some more space. So Hiranyakasipu, he can give one flat for school. Take it. And whatever, all facilities, whatever you want, everything you can supply. Everything. But you should make a perfect non-devotee. He tried all his best. Not that he has not taken that step. But finally, he is not succeeded. He is a small boy, 5 years old. He can't make it. And here it is said, tata after the Atman first trial, these gurus, they got bad name that you are not teaching properly. Something is happening, some disturbance is happening. So this time they are really careful because they got high government pressure. So they are very, very careful, and personally these two directors of the school, they took their leave from their other works, and personally they were there to take care of Prahlad, the prince Prahlad. And they took the test and they convinced, oh, this time he is Superman. This time he is top. If we'll take this time Prahlad in front of our dear king, then definitely he'll answer fluently all this jnana chatushtayam. That is the only to be known. This is the subject. These four subjects is our compulsory honor subject, and he is top in this all four subjects, 100%. So they become so happy and they become so convinced that this time we will get good credit card. We have to present him in Darsayamasa. To whom? Daityendriya. He is the Indra among the Daityas. He is the chief, the king of the demons. So they want to bring, but here it is said, Daityendriya Darsayamasa Matramushtam Alankritam. Why? They are bringing to the student in front of the king, but why they didn't bring the front directly? No. They took him to Matru, to mother. They didn't first bring to the court or hell court, no. Why? Because in Gurukula, if you have before exam, if they are the boy is really not in good standard, and they were under very much pressure, this exam he should be the top. So they try their best. And Prahlad, the boy, he must have gone through lot of threatening and pressure. Oh, day, night, not proper breathing, not proper eating, memorizing and trying and writing and so many things he must have gone through. So when they finally achieved good result, they said no. In Gurukula usually tapasya. Brahmachari Guru Kile Basanti Dantar. He had to control all the senses. And Prahlada Maharaj already controlled the senses beyond their expectation. But anyway, they were putting so much pressure. It is the 2-3 verses before it said how much pressure and threaten they are giving. No, you have to do this. And when he finally convinced, now he is now perfect. So, say, but now he is looking skinny, these dresses are not washed, for so many days he has not cleaned his dress, cleaned his body, not properly fed, he was only trying hard for exam to get success, now it is done. So better if you want to present in royal court in front of his father, dear father, then he should be presentable. At least he should be presentable. If he can't say properly, at least the dress is very nice, attractive, then the king will say, okay, nicely, they are taking care of him very nicely. That they feed nicely, very good, very clean dress, perfect. Just by seeing the uniform, All many of us are getting entangled. Oh, this school is better. They need for me stop. Maybe they just put iron without cleaning for 2-3 months. Then, but they are thinking, oh, proper, very tip top. They are not cleaning it. How they can clean? They are wearing the thick jeans. It needs 10 buckets of water to melt it, to wash it. And nowadays water scarcity, and they cannot squeeze it also. It is so difficult to clean these dresses. So you'll just on the top they'll put press, and maybe some color scent spray or something like that. Come, oh, super, so attractive dress, presentable. So these two teachers, they said, no, now he has gone through so many tapasya, and thus now he has achieved his merit to be. We have Darsayam asa Daitindra, we want to present in front of the king. So better he should be very perfect, gentle dress. He should be well dressed and well decorated. Then at least is he presentable. So that's why they first took him to the mother. Because in the Gurukul, they must not have all these facilities. They must have common bathroom and not all the requirements of cleaning the body and alankar, all the decorations, you know. Gurukul, they are simple thing. So they brought first to their house, and specially to the mother. Mother was saw and sang, youngest son. She must be, oh, after so much austerity, you come back and this certificate is number one, topmost, topper in the college. Oh, the mother will become much more happy. And she will take special care to bathe him, to feed him, to dress him very nicely, and decorate with very nice attractive ornaments. That's a matra mrishtam alankritam. Mother was well taken care by the mother. And then, I don't know, they have camera or not, they must have taken the snap. Oh, now it is pakka. So when they saw that mother has taken so proper care, Prahlad looks like so attractive prince, perfect dress, clean, and so many nice ornaments, garlands. So now they should go, come. So they brought him. They brought him in front of the king. Why they didn't bring him to father, to mother? Because he is not ordinary father. They are not father. They are not saying father. They are saying he is Daityendram. Means he is the super enjoyer among the demons. How he can do all these filthy things? He will not do. So they took him to the Rani Nivas, Matru. The mothers, they will take care. And Hiranyakashipu is in such a high post, he will not do, but he will become happy by seeing his son well decorated, well dressed, perfect uniform. So that's why they make Prahlad, before presentation, is presentable. Just like if we are told to give some presentation somewhere, so we are becoming so busy in making the presentation so presentable. It should be perfectly presented in a presentable way. So we are taking so many things into consideration that should be really presentable. So now this is their presentation. It is not something in a school or a college or in front of students. No, this presentation is Hiranyakashipu was not the state head. He is not the prime minister of a king. He was the ruler of the whole universe. Yes, Brahma and Lord Shiva, they by mercifully keep them outside. Okay, you senior citizen, don't worry, you keep stay there outside. But rest everybody, they are coming and doing their duty. All the demigods, Siddha, Charana, Gandharva, forget this manusia, who cares? So in this super parliament, in the royal assembly, they are going to present. If they are going to present, and they are not the teachers, not ordinary teachers also, they are Sandha and Amarka, they must have high degree with them. They are selected by Hiranyakashipu. That must be very. And if they are going to present something personally, both the director of the Gurukula, they are going to present, and last time they missed it. They got bad name. This time they are very alert and careful. The presentation should be perfect. So they are taking all best possible efforts so that this thing they should not miss it. So that's why first they get confirmed. Gyatva. Gyatva means first they themselves get convinced. Yes, this time Prahlad is okay. Sent person. They must have taken 2-3 trial exam, viva, written, many things they have to test, and they convinced this time he is 100% okay. Prahlad knows what to say. These two poor gurus, they are only into it. Better make them satisfied. So make them satisfied. And they become really satisfied. They become, oh, this time, he is so perfect in these four subjects. This Jnana Chatushtayam, in their consideration, these four things are to be known only. This is to be known, this is to be Gayam. This is the only Gaya Vastu. And he knows these four things. So they become very pleased. And Gyatva, then Jnana Gaya Chatushtayam, this is the only Jnana, and this is to be known, and all these four things, Prahlad knows everything, now is bringing. So, I was thinking, when we are going to make some presentation somewhere, if the place of presentation is very, very important, suppose you are going to present something in the parliament, in front of the whole parliament members, prime minister, everybody will be there, you will give the presentation, you have only 15 minutes assigned. So just imagine how careful, how alert, how practically busy you will be, how under pressure, oh, I don't know. You want to do anything the best to make is the super, the best, isn't it? To make it success. So if they are going to present in front of Hiranyakashipu directly, they must have taken under pressure maybe million times what we are thinking. Million times. Because Hiranyakashipu, prime minister, they cannot give immediate punishment, I will kill you, no. They can do. But Hiranyakashipu, there is no Supreme Court. Nobody can, if he can want to kill, on this spot he will kill you. Nobody can say, sir, no. If you say, you will be murdered also. He has that much power. So if somebody going to face such a powerful personality, and this time, last time he was angry, this time they are going to reconfirm it. So they should be so much scared, so much alert. So that's why they are taking all ever possible ways. So that's why they took Prahlad. First they thought maybe seriously. Will take? No. Today? Not tomorrow. They must have saw the Panjika, Tithi and all that. All things, yes. We should do the neighbor, we should get back. This time it definitely you have to success, Baba. It should be presentable. Otherwise you don't know what will happen to us. These two Brahmanas, they are poor. So they accept all measures. So that's why they confirmed, get again and again taking exams, and they confirmed Prahlad, they become nice. So they first then took Prahlad to their house. To his house, and personally they must have, at that time there was no phone, personally they must have contacted Kayadu. So Mr. Madhaji, she was busy in studying. Though he have given food, but he was not eating. Whole night, day he was studying, and that's why he became fast. So please take care. We will take him to in front of king, today's presentation. So please. Prahlad was one of the product of the presentation. Well, they have to present Prahlad. Because Prahlad has to answer the questions of Hiranyakashipu. So they are doing all their efforts to make Prahlad that he should answer properly. So when they convinced, so take him to Mother Kayadu, and Kayadu and his mother. Mother is mother. Whatever they, it is not a nurse or something, maid servant, you do it, will pay for you. No, his mother. She is mother. Mother will take natural care. And the youngest son, and so qualitative son, all the best good qualities with Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad was so respectful, was so respectful to everybody, and was good appearance also. So mother was really attracted, and she took best care of him, very nice bedding, dress, decoration. And these two teachers, they became really satisfied. This time, definitely, we'll get our reward. So they bring Andarsayamasa, they brought Prahlad Maharaj to present in the Royal Assembly. And then what happened, you all know, many times you must have heard about it, what happened. But what to do? They have done whatever they can do. Whatever. All the best possible efforts and ways they have accepted. But what to do? Prahlad Maharaj never changed. He never changed. Hiranyakashipu tried his best. All the best values. The teachers tried. Mothers tried. Everybody. In all ways they put their, all their effort to make Prahlad a non-devotee. When Hiranyakashipu asked this time, he spoke 9 devotional service. My God. Somebody was discussing someday about jnana. So there is no limit of jnana. So many things to know, to be known. Many, many things. There is no end to it. So one Santa Mahapurusha was asked, no, no, there is end. How come? So he told in a pad, he says, two ways to know, padhana and sunna. He says, we have these 5 jnanendriya. But yeah, you can say all these 5 senses, you can engage the 5 ways by looking, by smelling, by touching, by speaking, by hearing. You apply all these 4 processes to know something by this. So, what is the end, limit of knowing? If you come to an understanding, then that is the end of the all this padhana, sunamana, seeing and hearing and touching, smelling, and all this, by the, all these 5 ways you have to understand. If you can't understood, then it is useless, waste of time. So the end is understanding. So at the end of the understanding, you understood, then what you will do? Now then you have to apply. All this way is samajna. And at the end of samajna, you have to apply into your action. It's called vigya. And after that, after the application, then the realization. Then you get the result. Then what is the end of the realization? The end of the realization is, if you realize that nothing is required, everything is all in one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. This is the end, the limit of realization even. And then if you realize this, then what you will do? Then Krishna is telling, Mahatmanam stumang partha, daiving prakriti masrita, bhajanti ananya manaso, gyatva bhutadi abhyayam, they are the gyatva. They know everything. If they know everything, then what will do? Bhajanti ananya manasaha. Without, in unflinching faith, without diverting their attention anywhere, in one pointed, they will do bhajan. By that they will become Mahatma, Mahapurus. In other place Krishna also telling, forget everything, all the knowledge. If you just somehow or other become amudha, if you are not that, amudha means intelligent, the opposite of intelligent is? Intelligence? Huh? Fool. If you are not a good foolish, or sammudha, Muda means police, police, no? And Samuda means nice police. samyak mudha, sampurna mudha. And asa mudha, if you are not really good mudha, you know everything. Then he is saying that what is that verse 15:19? It is there. Yes. Yo maam eva asammudho janati purushottamam sa sarvavit bhajati maam sarva bhavena bharata. Whoever knows me as the supreme personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. Yo maam eva asammudho is telling directly to Arjuna. O Arjun, maam is pointing in his finger to him. Maam eva, only to me, forget other things. If somebody is asammudha, what is it? Asammudha means without any doubt. If somebody is really doubt free, you know me, as Purushottama, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's it. He comes to this understanding only. Then by understanding this, he will become Sarvajna, all knower. Sarvavit, that's what is it. Sa Sarvavit, immediately he will become all knower. Just by knowing without any doubt that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just by knowing this, he will become immediately all knower. Sarvavit. Then after becoming Sarvajna, after becoming a Sarvajna, what will do? What will do after becoming all knower? Now after becoming all knower, Sarvavit, what will do? Now bhajati maam. Then after knowing this, he will start doing my bhajan. Bhajati maam. Sarvabhavena bharata. In all nine processes, he will do. That's what Prahlad Maharaj is going to answer now. All the nine varieties of devotional service, he becomes Sarvavit. He's all knower. So he is asking the best to know. This is the only thing to be known. This is the gaya vastu. And this is jnana. The supreme knowledge. Jnana and this gaya vastu. And whoever knows this completely, he will only engage himself in all the ways to how to please the Supreme Lord, all the ways of devotion, nine varieties of devotional service. Bhajati imam sarva bhavena bhava bhakti. How many bhava bhakti? Na pancha. Sakhya, dasya, vatsalya, santa and singa. All these ways he will engage in my devotional service. This is the final conclusion. Hare Krishna. Is there any comment? Yes.
Hare Krishna, the holiness speaker Maharaj, you pour the specialty upon all of the audience. One very small query, just the second objective of this month. First objective is to propagate the spiritual knowledge to society and all, that we will make all the efforts in the techniques of the spiritual life.
Charity
or charity or money, giving punishment and then creating differences. We people can also apply this psalm, and then among our emotional life, if we are giving disturbance in our emotional life, as per the scripture of Holy Father.
Hare Krishna. Good. You have memorized very nicely the principles. Thank you for that. And you are saying whether we can utilize these four principles of diplomacy in our devotional life. Yes, in management to some extent it is required. To management. But not for devotional service. Devotional service, you should know what is the real game, what is Krishna said. This is jnatavyam. Others are ignorance. Okay? Yes.
So nice of you for your nightliness and
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai.